Also Macht, die redet, mit Machakerim, in this case, I mean scientists. You know, held the scientists in very, very low esteem. Scientists then, this of course dates back to close to 200 years ago, scientists had claimed that they had delved into their study of science with their instruments or their advanced knowledge. They claimed that there is a civilization on the moon. There is civilized life, not necessarily human, but there is vegetation. There are living things on the moon, just as there is on the planet Earth. Because they had developed powerful telescopes, they were able to see what seemed like trees, other living things existing on the moon. Benedel said it was very stupid of their part to say this. Shows how little these scientists know. Because what they see that seems to resemble the trees, or vegetation, or civilization is simply a mirror. The moon's surface is like a mirror. Looking at the moon from a distance, what you see there is a mirror reflection of the Earth. And therefore, they saw that which was reflecting the Earth itself. They got these images of civilization or life. The fact is that they speak very foolishly, they utter words of worthlessness, and the fact is that there is nothing of anything like on Earth, nothing on the moon that resembles anything on Earth. There is absolutely no life of any kind, either animal life, human life, of course not, no animal life, either any kind of vegetation on the moon. This was a Benzel statement. Notice, as we said, this was said close to 200 years ago. Benzel made this statement without the use of any telescope, without the use of any satellites, and so on, without spaceships of any kind, just with the knowledge that Tzaddik has. Benzel, since the Benzel was great enough to know what was doing in heaven, in the heavens, in the upper heavens, which are infinitely further and deeper, much greater than anything in this, our sphere, our universe. So, of course, the moon itself, the planet, the moon is nothing as far as knowing what it's like. Benazal knew the moon simply and easily. He harnesses of God Shmuel, who knew the planetary solar system as clearly as he knew these streets around the house where he lived, in his own community. Benedel said then something which scientists knew nothing about. He stated simply that scientists were wrong. The same thing, though, would hold true today. Compared to what scientists know today, what they think they know, surely it is nothing compared to Benedel. If scientists claim that they took one small step on the moon, or a few small steps, and that's just those few small steps. Benzel knew everything about the moon there is to know, the physical aspect completely through and through, plus, of course, the spiritual aspect too. So that today also, Benzel deriding the scientists would definitely be pointed at today's scientists also. These scientists who think they have advanced to a point where they now know what the moon is, so of course, again, Hevel Yifzepihem. They speak air, nothingness. They know nothing about the moon, nothing about what is doing above this earth, because they really know nothing about this earth either. This planet Earth, too, is Tela al Balimor. It also is suspended, hangs by a thread. What holds this planet up? A mysterious magnetic force? What is that magnetic force? Someone stands outside the Earth with a big horseshoe? What keeps this planet suspended in midair, balanced on nothing? Something which is this heavy. Planet is pretty heavy. It's too heavy for one to carry on his shoulders. So the scientists, in truth, know absolutely nothing about the earth itself, and surely cannot advance to a height knowing about the moon and so forth. The Minadol says that as much as they know, if they do know, they would know only about the physical aspect, which is the tiniest drop compared to the Ruchnius. What keeps this world going? Just as a person has an neshama, without that the person is dead, so too there is something spiritual that keeps this world in existence, that keeps the world moving, that keeps everything revolving. Not the earth itself, chas v'shalom, the earth is stationary. It keeps the functions of this earth revolving. You have night and day, you have seasons, you have the sun and the moon revolving around the earth. All the items that take place are reluctant to use the word nature, because nature actually is still an act of Hashem. Nature, teva b'gimati alikim. A teva, or nature, is b'gimati Hashem alikim, which means that Hashem is the one that conducts the natural aspects, natural functions of this planet, this earth too, as well as naturally the rest of creation. So of this, the scientists know nothing because they are kafir. They are atheists. They do not believe in a heavenly being, a creator that creates, conducts as mashkiach, supervises everything that happens. They have very false notions about creation itself, about evolution, about the age of the earth. All that is sheer kafira, atheism, which leads them to eternal Gehenna for their disbelief. So that we speak about the moon today also, we must say very emphatically that the scientists who think that they have solved the riddle of the moon, they know what the moon is. The fact is, they know nothing. They know nothing, they have learned nothing, and they will never know anything about it. All they can get to, they can only reach their final goal, is to reach the grave. That's as far as they can go. You know, beyond that, they will never have gained anything, because all their studies and all their learning is based on kafira, against belief in Hashem, which means self-destruction. But as far as the moon is concerned, the words that have been Israel applied to all times, for all time, the moon, as Rabbi Israel said, is a barren area, barren of any type of life. There is no question, it requires no further study, anyone, to see whether there is life on the moon of any kind. There cannot be found life, because Rabbi Israel, who knows the moon, said there isn't any. But note that he said this hundreds of years ago, nearly 200 years ago, before there were any kind of spaceships or other kind of orbiting processes and reaching outer space. So that any information that we have, contrary to Rabbi Israel's word, must be false. Benazal's word is the only one that is true, the word of the Tzaddik Emes. Now, for that reason, because of the fact that Benazal said this so strongly about the falseness of scientists in reference to the moon, we try to avoid this topic, but for the sake of posterity, we would like to state as a personal opinion, which very rarely ever injected. And of course, why go out on a limb to state something personal? Still, it's for personal reasons. In other words, I would like to have this recorded on my own record, satisfied with this, as the Gemara says, it's worth being called a fool, even as long as it strengthens your emunah. My own personal belief, solid belief, emunah, is that the scientists know nothing about the moon, as far as having touched the moon. There are grave doubts in general. As far as I'm concerned, no non-Jewish hand or foot or small step could have touched the Levona, which itself is a symbol of Kedusha. The Levona, the moon, is the symbol of the Shekhinah. It stands for the Shekhinah. It is the key to Kedusha of the Jews. It is also synonymous with the Jewish people. The rise and decline of the moon's surface, the area that is visible, and the fact that the moon stands for, Levona stands for the word Lamed Beis and Sivus HaChokhma, which is the beginning of degree of Chokhma. It is Malchus, which means Emunah, but from which begins the degree of Chochmah. Things that are that sacred and that holy and that heavenly cannot be touched by the Tomei Tumah of these scientists, Machakirin, Goyim, or whoever they are. Therefore, regardless of what others say, regardless of what science, so-called scientific tummy proof they bring, I feel that never will a non-Jew or any Machakir, any atheist, ever be able to touch the moon at all. This I believe implicitly. Regardless of what criticism may be voiced, plus the fact, of course, that we speak about the moon, we say Kiddush Levona, we speak of the moon as something that is ineffable, cannot be touched, cannot be reached. And so it will remain till Mashiach comes, when these stars, any moon too as one of the stars, will strike down all the enemies of the Jews, as well as the Kaifrim, the Apikursim, unbelievers who have desecrated this Kedusha. The Divrei Elokim Hayim, words of Hashem, are one. The Emes is one. Divrei Elokim Hayim, Vasnal says, Veshetavis Echod, words of Hashem are one. One is the truth. The truth is only by Hashem and by Tzadik and Mutir. Everything else is false, and we follow the truth exclusively. The Emunah Shleimah.